Children such as Daisy here tend to be more forthright. The master looked to speak again until Linus arched an eyebrow. She sighed as she nodded, taking a step back from Daisy. After scribbling a final note, Linus capped his pen and set it and the pad of paper back in his briefcase. He stood from his chair and crouched down before Daisy, knees groaning in protest. Daisy gnawed on her bottom lip, eyes wide. "Daisy, do you have control over it?" She nodded slowly.
"I think so. I haven't hurt anyone since I was brought here."
Her mouth twisted down.
"Not until Marcus. I don't like hurting people."
He could almost believe that. "No one said you did. But sometimes we can't always control the gifts we're given. And it's not necessarily the fault of those with said gifts." That didn't seem to make her feel better.
"Then whose fault is it?"
Linus blinked. "Well, I suppose there are all sorts of factors. Modern research suggests extreme emotional states can trigger instances such as yours. Sadness, anger, even happiness. Perhaps you were so happy you accidentally threw a chair at your friend Marcus?" It was the reason he'd been sent here in the first place. Marcus had been seen in hospital in order to have his tail looked after. It'd been bent at an odd angle, and the hospital had reported it directly to the department in charge of magical youth, as they were required to do. The report triggered an investigation, which was why Linus had been assigned to this particular orphanage.
"Yes," Daisy said, "that's exactly it. Marcus made me so happy when he stole my colored pencils that I accidentally threw a chair at him."
"I see," Linus said. "Did you apologize?" She looked down at her blocks again, shuffling her feet.
"Yes. And he said he wasn't mad. He even sharpened my pencils for me before he gave them back. He's better at it than I am."
"What a thoughtful thing to do," Linus said. He thought about reaching out and patting her on the shoulder, but it wasn't proper. "And I know you didn't mean him any harm, not really. Perhaps in the future, we will stop and think before we let our emotions get the better of us. How does that sound?" She nodded furiously.
"Oh yes, I promise to stop and think before I throw any more chairs with nothing but the power of my mind."
Linus sighed. "I don't think that's quite what I..." A bell rang from somewhere deep in the old house.
"Biscuits!"
Daisy breathed before running toward the door.
"Only one,"
the master called after her.
"You don't want to spoil your supper."
"I won't,"
Daisy shouted back before slamming the door behind her. Linus could hear the little pitter-patter of her footsteps as she raced down the hall toward the kitchen.
"She will,"
the master muttered, slumping down in her chair behind her desk.
"She always does."
"I believe she's earned it," Linus said. She rubbed a hand over her face before eyeing him warily.
"Well, that's it then. You've interviewed all the children. You've inspected the house. You've seen that Marcus is doing well. And while there was the incident with the chair, Daisy obviously means no harm."
He believed she was right. Marcus had seemed more interested in having Linus sign his tail cast rather than getting Daisy into any trouble. Linus had balked, telling him it wasn't his place. Marcus was disappointed, but bounced back almost immediately. Linus marveled, as he sometimes did, how resilient they all were in the face of everything. "Quite."
"I don't suppose you'll tell me what you're going to write in your report?"
Linus bristled. "Absolutely not. You will be provided with a copy once I've filed it, as you know. The contents will be made clear to you then, and not a moment before."
"Of course," the master said hastily. "I didn't mean to suggest that you..."
"I'm glad you see it my way," Linus said. "And I know Daikumi will certainly be appreciative as well." He busied himself with this briefcase, rearranging the contents until he was satisfied. He closed it and snapped the locks in place. "Now, unless there's anything else, I'll take my leave and bid you...
The children like you."
"I like them," he said. "I wouldn't do what I do if I didn't."
That's not always how it is with others like you.